person by the name of Mullah Abdul Salam Dhaif. A very, very great person, a great personality, brothers. He had written a book in English, a must read, My Life with the Taliban. He was the ambassador of the Taliban in that time before NATO came in. And it was our good fortune that we met him. And we went to the masjid to meet him. And it was ajib that when we went to the masjid to meet him, he was actually the ambassador and he was in Pakistan. The Pakistani government handed him over to America. They took off his clothes and said, at least give me clothes. He said, the Americans and gave me clothes after that. To that extent, the Muslim, so-called Muslim countries, even to what you say, stabbed our Muslim brothers at that time. So that's very bad. When they hear about Pakistan, they know what these people had done to them. Always they were trying to stab them. So he says that he, as an ambassador, against all international rules, they handed him over at that time. He used to be in doing a lot of reports and in a lot of negotiations. And then they put him in Guantanamo Bay. And the torture that he went through, at many times say, I thought I was about to pass. So when you read what he went through and how he, what he went through and what they did to them at that time, and so much, you can't believe what torture they went through. The same people who say they were the champions of human rights. If you go and ask the prisoners that are the Mushushua, the Mujahideen that came out from there, and each one got a story to tell you of how they were ill-treated and what these people had done to them quietly and how they ill-treated them, then you really wonder what kind of champions you are. You are saying that you are champions of humanity. And today is the time they only worried about the rights of the woman and the but they forget about the same bombs that they are making is killing all the same children in Gaza and Palestine. The same women are being killed there for them. They're not worried about their life for them. But here all of a sudden, the whole focus is that the Taliban is not giving education to the woman. This is what the people that we are talking about, who's saying that we are the champions of human rights. And this is what they are calling for. So we have to be very careful. First thing we have to see and understand, that we have to boycott their lifestyle also. It's not everything of theirs you have to boycott. Boycott their products, boycott their lifestyle also. So at that time, this Mullah Abdul Salam Dhaif, he was there for quite a while. And Allah Ta'ala made it afterwards. He came out of Guantanamo Bay. And he's very senior, he's old now. And they offered him now, when the Taliban had taken over a very senior position in the government also, but he refused it at this time. And he said, no, now I'll go, I'm ready. I'm more happier to go back to the madrasa and be in a madrasa. So we went to his madrasa where his son is a principal. His son studied in Darul Uloom Zakaria. And my brothers, on the one side, we have to also appreciate, you know. One thing, just while I'm here, at that time when we went to Jordan also, I've seen the same thing, and I forgot to mention it at that time. Don't underestimate the Darul Uloom that is in our country. Really, brothers, what is our share in the Darul Uloom? Ask ourselves. The whole world is closed for people to study in any country besides our country. Allah has accepted our country from all the countries, international. Most of our Darul Uloom students, many of our major Darul Uloom, have over 50% of foreigners. Where they cannot study in any other place, they are allowed and visas are allowed and they come into our countries to study. How much is our support to this year? The whole Taliban, the whole army of the Taliban came from the same Darul Uloom. If it was not for this Darul Uloom that was in Afghanistan, there was no Taliban. Talib means students. So Taliban in their language is the students. They took up this whole jihad and they went in. Many of them were all students. They had to leave. We went to one place, you know. We went to one place where the governor invited us. We were there by him. And on the wall, on his wall, you know, he had a frame with all names of shuhada. And it's written there, Mullah does, Malwi does, Qari does. So we're asking him, like, who's this here, you know? He said, this was my group of mujahideen that we were together. From the 109, only 4 are surviving, I'm one of them. And these people, Mullah means he was a student, he never completed his alim clause. Malwi means he completed. And all these people became shaheed. So we asked him, like, so why you hang the names up? He say, remember, they died for Islam to be established on this land. And when I hang their names up and I put it there, it is a reminder that I have to keep up with the same cause, that when Allah has given us victory, I have to remember that their blood was sacrificed for Islam. I cannot let their blood go in vain if I don't establish Islam in this land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This is my reminder all the time, that our objective is to establish. Should he accept that yes, we still not 100% there, but our niyyah, that is why when we are going, some of the ulama say, make intention. You are going to, inshallah, where we never heard of it before. You are going to a place where you say, a khilafat of Islam. Maybe not 100%, but the niyat is definitely there that we want to have a khilafat of Islam on this earth. Where we could never heard of it after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, where we never heard of something like this here. So, when we went there to the madrasa, that Mullah Abdul Salam, da'if, he gave us our made ikram. And mashallah, what all the difficulties that he went through, their hearts are still so open. And mashallah, they're still ready to forgive. And he was actually making imam, he was the imam of the masjid there. And Allah Ta'ala blessed him, and now he's in the madrasa. And he spoke with us and he gave us some of his kalguzaris. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala had given great victory to the Mujahideen at that time. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had given great victory.